Hey, this is Clem from White Cowbell, Oklahoma. Baby, don't touch that dial, because you locked on C-I-T-R.
So featuring a little help there from Tampa's Dominique Young, Unique. That was the GOAT team from earlier this year with Apollo Throwdown. And that's off their third album, Rolling Blackouts. We're listening to the second track here because we're in continuous mode. And the Brighton Sextet specialize in a mix of Public Enemy type wall of sound, along with 1970s positive booster attitude, like chants and cheers and things like that. And there's been talk that this may have been their final album, but that seems to be just a rumor at this time. It's been great to see how this band grew originally from founder Ian Parter and then his sampler-mixer combo in the past. So, this begins this retrospective episode here of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically-inspired program here broadcast on UBC's cramming community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shock Cable, both in the Vancouver area. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak, and I'll be pounding the lectern here until 9 p.m., phone number for the station, 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Finals are on, exams in full heat here. So life on campus right now is a mix of panic, anxiety, and ready. But meanwhile, downtown, bears, big bears are roaming around. We're going to take a look at the music of the year 2011. So this won't really be a best of or full retrospective. Much like previous years, we're simply just going to get a taste of how the past 12 months have been. We'll also take a look at Alberto Iglesias' score for the upcoming film, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. We're going to start off, though, with Adele Lori Blue Adkins, though we'd better know her as Adele, or Adele. Her second album, 21, came out in February and is a source of 6 Grammy nominations. She sang at the Orpheum back in August before her throat hemorrhaged, and she had to cancel consequent dates. And it's great always to hear a powerful yet soulful voice that isn't pitch corrected. So here's going to be Adele with Rumor Has It on CITR Vancouver.
The music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you from all of us at CITR for your generous support during our 2011 fund drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you. A million to you.
Originally from Akron, Ohio, but now based in Nashville, Tennessee. That were the Black Keys and the lead single for the latest album, El Camino, Lonely Boy. And based on the success of the last album, 2010's Brothers, they decided to work on faster up-tempo songs that work better live. And with the help of producer Danger Mouse, who actually helped co-write songs with them, he had a bit of a stronger role than he did in 2008's album release, Attack and Release, sorry. And, of course, he helped him produce the breakthrough single, Tighten Up. El Camino came out last week through Nonesuch, and the Black Keys are hitting the road in 2012, starting in March. Nothing west of Chicago is currently booked, but soon. It is just a matter of time here. And in the background, this is Danger Mouse, another one of his productions from this year, along with Italian composer Daniel Lupi. This is the interlude known as The World, off of the album called Rome. It came out midway in 2011. Here's some exploding head movies here on CITR Vancouver, and Chicago is home to this next act. Wilco released The Whole Love this September on their whole own label, Decibels Per Minute, otherwise DBPM. And Jeff Tweedy's band pulls into town playing the Orpheum at February 5th in 2012. This was the lead single to that album, and the single actually had a B-side featuring a Nick Lowe cover of I Love My Label. So self-love, the whole love, ta-da, here's Wilco with I Might.
Alright.
Polly Jean Harvey, better known as PJ Harvey, along with some regimental bugles there, and taking an adaptation of various Russian folk song that was The Glorious Land off her latest album, Let England Shake, which is making a lot of best of lists for 2011. At this point right now, I believe the website The Quietus has actually marked it as such. Harvey primarily used the auto harp on this album and sang at a higher registry than usual. And although she had a tour for Let England Shake, she only had a couple of dates in North America, primarily a couple of dates in New York at Terminal 5, and then California, including an appearance at Coachella. From PJ to DJ, DJ Shadow released his first album since 2006's The Outsider, and that would be this year's The Less You Know, The Better. And one song that was supposed to be on it was this next song, which was released briefly as a single before sample clearance issues meant that it had been deleted. A shame, since this would have been easily the most energetic song on that album, and actually quite an upbeat number itself, too. Featuring African Boy on the vocals, here's DJ Shadow with I'm Excited.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey/Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
This is Exploding Head Movies here. What we just heard was Beirut from their most recent album, The Riptide. And that was the song Santa Fe, hometown of Beirut leader Zach Condon. The Riptide downplayed the Eastern European Mexican folk sounds Beirut's primarily known for, in favor of a bit more of a conventional pop music style. And Condon had dabbled in the past with synthetic music with his alias The Real People. So it's finally popped out a little more. And, somebody was planning something in the background here. Hello. Any day now. So quiet. So moody. You can barely detect it. But yes, now in the background, we have a couple selections from the Chemical Brothers soundtrack to the recent film Hannah. We're hearing right now The Forest, and as I speak, we'll then hear a little bit of Keyside synthesis. And as the award season picks up for the films, L.A. Film Critics Association bestowed the Chemical Brothers with the award for Best Score of 2011 for their work in Hannah, which was profiled this past April. If you're looking at the podcasts through CITR.ca, this would be episode 63 of Exploding Head Movies. So this is that very show. My name's Gak. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And one of the great things about Vancouver, and if we do anything with a year retrospective and look back, we of course definitely have to profile the Shindig winner of this year. So for the past 13 Tuesdays at the Railway Club, we've been doing yet again another iteration of the Battle of Bands there. And this year there's a wide array of new local talents. And this past Tuesday, the quartet known as Sleuth won. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to every band who participated in this year's Shindig. And hopefully they, along with Tirana Horse and From Birch to You, they use the recording time efficiently and effectively, and hopefully the curse of Shindig doesn't strike. But I'm sure some music will come out, because they've been releasing music on their own. So from their self-released, previously sold-out cassette, Brave New Nothing, but their Bandcamp has been updated right now, and they're reissuing it tomorrow. 16 copies, special cassettes there. A-side, B-side, they only do a little paint, a little custom artwork there. But yeah, you can always get the MP3 as well, too. So here's Sleuth with Fishing for Moonlight on CITR.
Sorry. getting used to having you around you and wandering around the world. I woke up, I went downtown, I woke up and everything was drowned downtown. Comet, that's the name we gave him's been trying, but he doesn't see why Mary Jane from down the lane went insane. Ah, oh, she's still better off than I am downtown. Door. Saw the features of the world light up. Oh, Ava, your face. I was a four-leaf clover, a red rover on his way over to your place. I was just getting used to having you around you and wandering around the world. I woke up, I went downtown, I woke up, and everything was dying.
Smooth sounds, the yacht rock, saxophones, trumpets. It all came back in 2011. That was Dan Bahar, or Bajar, with Downtown. And lots of this is highly acclaimed album, Kaput, which came out this January through Merge Records. And Destroyer gained a lot of exposure with Kaput, touring extensively and appearing on television quite a bit. And there's no word yet whether the subsequent downtime means there will be more Destroyer music. Eventually, I'm sure there is, but there could be always work on side projects like Swan Lake or the Mighty New Pornographers. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies, and another sound that sort of defined 2011 was quite digital, and this actually was one of the breakout artists from the dubstep scene, even though everything's post-dubstep now, and actually he's more of a singer-songwriter. Gavin's really champing the bit to get on you out of here. Anyways, James Blake, singer-songwriter, primarily works with the piano, but with his fusion of bass music techniques, along with tense silences and different sorts of soul singing. Paul appeared on his self-titled album, which came out in February. Songs like The Wilhelm Scream, which actually is a cover of his dad or his uncle's song of that sort. He also released a quieter EP this October called Enough Thunder, but this has definitely some moments to test out your speakers. So here is James Blake with Not Long Now.
It's right to me. is red to me. But it's blue to know that I'm free to grow and go places you couldn't stay long. Your elegy and song, is that all to know? And lonely cast, is that all to know? And lonely cast, and lonely cast, is that all?
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Toronto, that was Austra, and that was The Noise off the trio's Feel It Break debut album that came out here in Canada through Paper Bag Records, worldwide through Domino. And Austra is the work of Katie Stelmanis. Austra is her middle name. I think it's Latvian. And she's joined by her former Galaxy bandmate, Maya Pastepsky, and ex-Spiral Beach bassist, Dorian Wolf. Austra in the midst of a European tour, which finishes in Berlin on New Year's Day. Then they'll skip winter and join to the summer by playing the festival circuit in Australia, New Zealand, and Singapore. Sweet is. In the background here, this is Fall on Your Sword with Naked on the Ice, and that comes from the soundtrack to this year's film, Another Earth, the indie sci-fi film, and profiled that, I think, September, something like that. You guys just check the Exploding Head Movie Archive. A podcast is available under the schedule on the CITR website. So I'm Gak. You're listening to CITR. Another paper bag act that had a banner year was in 2011 was Young Galaxy. It's not to be confused with the galaxy that Stillmanus was a part of. They used to be based here in Vancouver, but now they're out of Montreal, and they've been touring extensively, too. They were playing with Junior Boys for a while, since they also had a new album out, It's All True. They opened for them back in September, and they also had a handful of other appearances on their own. So from this year's Shapeshifting, this will be Young Galaxy, with We Have Everything.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
All she cares about is money in the city where she's from. Her intention is the paper, she don't need no fucking love. She's spilling all this liquor, trying to pass me all these cups. Well, baby girl, I'm torn, and somebody should have told her I popped one.
The biggest thing out of Canada this year, that was The Weeknd. They're a cover slash take on Drake's Trust Issues, and the man behind The Weeknd is the elusive Abel Tesfaye, and he actually did that's a cover, believe it or not. He took Drake's lyrics, which Drake himself did for a chorus from the song I'm On One, and somehow made it a little bit more twisty, even though Drake actually made it sound like The Weeknd, and of course the two of them together are like two peas in a pod. And The Weeknd released two widely lauded EPs for free this year, in March, which basically blazed through. That was The House of Balloons. And then Thursday, which highlighted the lurking eeriness of the modern R&B scene. And the forthcoming debut, Echoes of Silence, is going to be released to the XO label sometime soon, presumably early in 2012. But if anything else, it's going to be leaked, released online, so it could almost be any second now. But The Weeknd's also been doing some remix work for Florence and the Machine and Lady Gaga. So it is just past 8:30 here. Hopefully all the bears are in the woods and not downtown. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. And another act who had a productive 2011, which is what we've been listening to a lot of so far, is Radiohead. And they released their latest album, The King of Limbs, through their own label, Ticker Tape. And they pushed out a dozen remix singles. And I did want to do one of the Jamie XX singles that was released, since Jamie XX had a fantastic year, but time's always tight. But outside of Radiohead, Tom York's been appearing on various singles with Fortet and Burial, and he's been spinning a lot of like crazy dubstep and other modern music as well, too, in the clubs. And guitarist Johnny Greenwood's been working on some scores. Towards the end of 2010, he worked on the Japanese film Norwegian Wood. And most recently, the indie film We Need to Talk About Kevin was what he worked on. So both those are two scores I have to hunt down still and profile at some point. And he's in the midst of working on Paul Thomas Anderson's upcoming film, currently named The Master, but I believe that might be changing soon. But those will be the second collaboration together after 2007's There Will Be Blood. So, and as well, too, amongst the Radiohead life, keep your eyes peeled because on December 19th, there'll be a new Radiohead single with new material. And then early 2012 should be a tour announcement. So from the King of Limbs, this is Codex by Radiohead.
Thank you. she goes, I go. Baby, pain, baby, better in Chicago. Over me, the Lord will give it. All will want to be carried with her. You know where I can be found. Where the rainbow is ground. I'm not alone. I'm not afraid. Cause this bird is flown from his cage. There's so much magic we know on this sapphire we call home. With my coat and my hat, I say goodbye to all that. If this pain will be better in Chicago, everything will be better.
His first album of new material since 2004's Real Gone. That was Tom Waits with a little number called Chicago. And that's off the album Bad As Me, which features multiple guests, and we heard one of them there. In the background of the guitars, it was Keith Richards, Keith, from the Rolling Stones. Other guests include Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I think Les Claypool from Primus plays on a couple tracks, but it's the usual hosts of guests there that he has, including guitarist Mark Ribot, and then Waits' own son, Casey, on the drums there. So here's hoping for a tour soon, somewhere close by. And in the background, this is the El Michaels Affair with Detroit Twice, and that's off this year's Cinematic Soul compilation through Truth and Soul. And Detroit and Chicago were two amongst many cities I visited this year, although Detroit just once. Both of these new to me, and some unexpected adventures happened, some good, some not so good. Also happened to go to Houston and Oxford in the UK for the first time. Also managed to get back to Austin for a bit, great place, caught up friends in Atlanta, and then hit up Toronto briefly for some rewarding returns. So past episodes of Exploding Head Movies might detail some like audio highlights of these trips. So stay tuned to CITR here. Up next is a little Cold War spy action.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Thank you.
So from the score to the latest adaptation of Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, that was Alberto Iglesias Fernandez Biriri, better known as Alberto Iglesias with Polyakov. And this week, Exploding Head Movies profiles Iglesias' score to this adaptation of Jean Le Carré's groundbreaking 1974 novel, which was previously adapted to a 7-part BBC series in 1979 with Alec Guinness. And this version of Tinker Tailor stars Gary Oldman as an MI6 veteran tasked to locate a Soviet mole within the spy organization. And this is all in the background of 1970s London. It's directed by Thomas Alfredson from the original Swedish version of Let the Right One In. And Oldman is joined by Colin Firth, Tom Hardy, John Hurt, Mark Strong, and Benedict Cumberbatch for an all-star British cast. And Iglesias is out of Spain, born in San Sebastian, and he's primarily worked with director Pedro Almodovar for films such as All About My Mother, Volver, and Almodovar's latest film, The Skin I Live In. So we're going to hear a few cues here. We're going to start off with the one named after Oldman's character. So from Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, this is George Smiley.
Thank you.
started off with Forlorn, George Smiley. Then we heard some ambient texture there from Anything Else before closing with Attention Right Now of One's Gone. And these are all from Alberto Iglesias' score to Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, which opens here Friday in Vancouver. And Iglesias has always received the Hollywood Film Composer Award for his work for Tinker Tailor, along with the score to the creepy plastic surgeon film The Skin I Live In. And both scores are highly tipped to be up for the 84th Annual Academy Awards. And announcements for the nominees will be January 24th, 2012. And Iglesias has been nominated for the Oscars twice before, in 2005 for The Constant Gardener, and in 2007 for The Kite Runner, which I profiled briefly back in the early days of what used to be Radio Free Gak, like episode 5, if you really want to go back. Maybe I'll look at the very string-heavy score to The Skin I Live In later in 2012, depending on what happens. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, it is Canada Post Rock, which will close the CITR broadcast day around 1 a.m. So if you missed any of this week's episode, you can get the podcast easily through CITR's website, www.citr.ca. You can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies. You can also search for all of CITR's fine programming that way. There's also a Facebook page for Exploding Head Movies, along with CITR as well, too. So why don't you like it, friend it, and everything will be provided to you that way. You can catch up on past shows and find a couple of distractions here and there pertaining to movies and music. And next week will be the final show for 2011, so it's going to be holiday time. So it's time to prepare yourself for the onslaught of hymns and Yuletide carols you don't normally hear elsewhere in the malls, and especially, for that matter, on non-commercial radio. So enjoy yourselves, prepare it. For all you students dealing with your exams right now, crunch time is almost over, so you'll be able to unwind soon. And in the background, this is The Field. And from their 2011 album, Looping State of Mind, we'll close off with Is This Power? So take care, Vancouver. And we'll see you in 7 days. And we'll see you later, Downtown Bear.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9, cable 88.5 on Shaw, and on your computer, www.